Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check storm preparations now in Westchester. We have the county executive, George Latimer, on our news line. And Mr. Latimer, given what has happened in the last three storms, I suppose you hear the word nor'easter and you get a little nervous.
Well, Steve, we had hoped that meteorological spring would give us a break, but I guess not. We're going to get hit again. And we're making the preparations that we need to with salt and sand pre-treating of the various roads in the county, much of which are done by the local governments. The county government has responsibility for the Bronx River Parkway, and we also are looking at the road conditions as relates to our Beeline bus system, which we'll make a decision on, you know, as the day goes along on Wednesday to determine if we suspend service or how we handle it. We're obviously worried about, you know, the power issue, and we had quite the round of it with Con Edison and NYSEG, the two utilities that serve Westchester, in the last go-around. And we're hopeful that they're staffed up better this time around, and we'll have better communications between the individual residents of the county and the utilities.
Well, this is forecast to be heavy, wet snow, the kind that brings down trees, can bring down power lines. What have Con Ed and NYSEG told you about their preparation this time around as opposed to the other storms?
Well, obviously, because they saw the performance the last time around, I believe they've got more crews available. Some of the out-of-town crews are still here, so I assume they're being pressed into service, so they have more manpower on the ground and available. NYSEG has indicated they've spotlighted five of our northern Westchester communities for special attention because they were hit so badly in the last storm. And obviously, if they have enough manpower out there and they coordinate their efforts with our local DPWs, the county DPW, to remove impediments in the road, then we have a better chance of restoration of power. But it's going to be a long period of time. The storm, apparently, from the weather reports that we're hearing, is going to take us all through Wednesday. And so nothing's going to start to restore power until the snow stops. And that could well take us into Thursday to get started. And then, you know, we'll try to get as much done as they can.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer, thank you for joining us.
A pleasure, Steve.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.